Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, May 22nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Facebook owner Meta has been fined $1.3 billion by European Union privacy regulators for sending user information to the U.S. The penalty is the largest such fine imposed by the EU. The decision puts pressure on Washington to complete a deal that would allow Meta and thousands of other multinational companies to keep sending such information to the U.S. Meta didn't immediately comment. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plan to meet today to discuss the debt ceiling. It will be the first time since February the two men have met one-on-one to talk about the borrowing limit and spending levels. Negotiators from both sides have resumed discussions in an effort to reach a deal that could pass Congress before June 1st, which is when the Treasury Department says the U.S. could face a default. Shares of chipmaker Micron Technology fell in pre-market trading a day after China banned it from supplying major Chinese companies. Beijing's cyberspace watchdog said it found that Micron's products pose a significant risk to national security. Micron, America's biggest maker of memory chips, said it is evaluating China's decision and assessing its next steps. The U.S. Commerce Department said that it firmly opposes restrictions that have no basis in fact. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, while European shares were mixed in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered after Wall Street finished last week on a down note, and Zoom is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.